It is clear that the president understands.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President is also a man who is so committed to the rule of law. As he said, the rule of law should remain our guiding and unbending principle. That was very reassuring, Mr. Speaker. And therefore, we expect that the president at all times will do that which is within the confines of the Constitution without breaching it. But, Mr. Speaker, it appears to me that because the president was in so much of a hurry, he breached the rules, the laws of our country in appointing ministers of state and especially creation of ministries and realignment of ministries. The Civil Service Amendment Act 2001 clearly spells out, 11, it says, creation of ministries and departments of government. There shall be in the civil service such ministries consisting of such departments as the president may determine or as provided for by any enactment. Mr. Speaker, 3 says, subject to the Constitution, the president may, by executive instrument published in the Gazette, establish a ministry or redesignate a ministry. That is where the president breached the law. The president has not come up with an EI which was not published by the Ghana Publishing Corporation in any Gazette, making all the new ministries that he has created a nullity. All the ministries that have been realigned, a nullity. Mr. Speaker, I could have chosen to go to court.
The SADA program, which was to create jobs for the people of the 3 northern regions, the government itself admitted and in fact initiated a ministerial inquiry into how the 200 million that was borrowed at a compound interest was disbursed, utilized for the people of the 3 northern regions. The outcome of the ministerial inquiry led to a pronouncement by the government. What was this pronouncement? The pronouncement by government was to the effect that such monies be refunded and that the implementation was not properly carried out and that the government of Ghana had lost money. So, Mr. Speaker, putting all these together, it is clear that the debt stock today is not as a result of an all-inclusive prudent management of the economy. We are also aware that we in this house, we've had the occasion of questioning certain projects and their costs. An example, for instance, is the car power, where the House did not get the opportunity to debate the costs. And today, Mr. President is saying that part of the high cost of utility is as a result of some of these negotiations. I am happy, Mr. President, intend to get a team to discuss, negotiate, and review so that we can have value for money. I am grateful to Mr. President, and I'm sure that the decision to roll out free education in 2017-2018 academic year is most commendable. We all know the burden on us, even as parliamentarians. People knock at our doors daily asking for school fees. We should be thankful that Mr. President says, look, I'm going to prioritize and ensure that the resources are managed in a manner that free education will become a reality.
The power sector is the most critical of sectors in terms of our industrial development. And therefore, anything affecting the power sector must attract the attention of both sides of this divide. Mr. Speaker, it is for this reason that this House, in the last session, passed a levy to enable this legacy debt to be liquidated. And I am very happy, Mr. Speaker, that notwithstanding the social contract signed by the MPP party and the good people of Ghana, in which a pledge was made to remove the energy sector levy, the finance minister, having opened the books and having seen the